Everything was up to God, what happens. But some people didn't buy that lie, and they prayed earnestly. Kenneth Hagin's mother was on the front porch stopping cars. There wasn't that many cars in those days. She was praying on that porch so loud that it stopped traffic, and it wasn't much traffic. Praying for her dear son to be healed and saved. And he went to hell 3 times. And he got saved the last time. He woke up finishing the Lord's the prayer of faith. Some people, Elder Lewis told me about a Baptist lady that her son was going to Vietnam, her only son. I don't know if it was her only son, but she prayed him off the plane. She kept on praying, believing God, no, don't let my son go. And she prayed, and they turned around and brought his behind back. That's right. Everybody don't believe the lie that they've been sold. See, the human spirit is better. It's more, you know, Satan can lie all day, but everybody's not going to buy the lie. Traditionally, Baptist people would have given up on such a case, but she didn't. And Kenneth Hagin's mother, I think she was a Methodist, she didn't give up either. She didn't let God be sovereign on that one. She prayed earnestly. See, there are Pentecostal people. They begin to see past the traditions. Hey, this is not working. And if your salvation is based on something you can point at besides Jesus, you got off track. It's not our good works. It's not what we wear. It's not what we don't eat. It's not what day we go to church. It's the blood of Jesus. That's it. Now we enter into life. There's no reason to do darkness. He's given us the ability to walk according to his perfect word. We're in his likeness now. We just got to learn. Now we got to learn and fill our heart with the word so we don't get seduced by traps and every wind of doctrine. We can overcome every wind of doctrine. Even if we don't know how to, if we pay attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he'll guide us around those things. He'll help us navigate our whole life. We don't ever have to make a seducing mistake. That's what following God will give you. It's not you don't have to originate a plan. I couldn't originate the plan that God gave me. I had a plan. When he met me crying out to take my life and do something with it, I had a plan. But my plan was no good. Then he gave me his plan. And over time, I understood. I said, he had his hand on my life. He's the one that caused me to lose my job. He answered my prayer to give me my own business. He caused me to lose that. They wouldn't have fired me. I was a good worker. It wasn't even logical. But he let something happen in their mind or whatever. He closed that door, got me out of that place I didn't need to be at, but I needed to be where I could see what was happening. Because in my mind in those days, every neighborhood was just like Roslyn Heights where I came from. Then I saw the disasters. I saw what people were doing. I'm going to church. I see people being blessed and healed and set free. I see people, my customers were in bondage. So I tell them about Jesus. Sometimes I tell them about the church. I tell them how to be saved. But I saw the need. It gave me compassion. And it opened my eyes to what's really happening and the satanic attacks on society. When you follow God, greater things happen. That's beyond your ability to even know to pray for. So the enemy sold us. You know, he has national attacks. Socialism. Communism. Even capitalism. Now let's measure all of them by the standards of Jesus. Little Jim was talking about this. Well, Pastor Jim was talking about how if you measure everything by Jesus, you're going to stay safe. Socialism says, I'll take care of you as long as you don't look at Jesus. Capitalism is a little worse. Socialism is like the elementary student, and communism is like the high school student. Or the college student. We'll give you what we want you to have. And we'll tell you what we want you to do. Just don't look at Jesus or we'll kill you. It's getting towards the Antichrist system. You do what I say or die. But if you believe on Jesus, you die. And once you're in the kingdom, he don't care what happened to you. He baits you along and he own you if you take that mark. Capitalism is we're greedy, we're gonna take everything, we're gonna give you enough to serve us. Now that's the demonic side of even capitalism. None of these things are saviors. Now here's Jesus. He'll bless you to be a blessing. He told the rich young ruler, go sell all that you have, give to the poor, come and follow me. Help people see me. If he would have been obedient instead of walking away sorrowful, anytime you're not following God, you're going to walk away sorrowful. If you're walking around sorrowful, it's because you're not obedient. The only thing that cures sorrow is obedience to God. There is no other cure. You can take all the medicine that they make. It'll make you feel loopy, but that's it. It don't solve anything. The only way to walk out of sorrow is to fill your heart with the word of God and be obedient. Then you'll see what will happen. The rich young ruler couldn't see what would have happened. God would have increased him to do the same thing for the rest of his life, and he would have been richer than he could imagine with his own mind. He would have been blessed to be a blessing, helping people see Jesus. That's socialism. No, that's not. That's love. Socialism says it wants you to look at the government as a savior, not Jesus. When we help the poor, we do it by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. And they know we love Jesus because we did something about their need. And we tell them about it. Now they enter in and they can become as wealthy. They can fulfill the plan of God in their life. And they can become people that are generous. It doesn't matter where you come from in Christ. When you come into the kingdom of God, you can become as generous as Jesus. Capitalism. Look at what Jesus said against capitalism. We'll tell you what we want you to do. You'll do it, and then we won't kill you. In the kingdom of God, Jesus gave you the kingdom. It's up to you to do something with your life. You're free. You're not a slave. But you're free. Jesus will free you from the slavery of sin. So communism is total failure. It's a worse version of socialism. If you're a Christian, we're not going to give you anything. You can't drive, you can't do this, you can't do that. It's an evil system. They got the people of God hiding and meeting somewhere in China. But there's so much love in their hearts, they overlook the evil of the world and the deception. And they get their people out. They work to get people out of that kind of dark drama. And then capitalism. A lot of people, the Lord taught me something about, there are many rich people, they get all they can, and then they were fruitful, they multiplied, but they stopped there. So they live a sorrowful life because they're not using the money to be a blessing. They're using it, they're making a god out of the money. Guess what, they still gonna die in 10 years. Then what? They didn't help anybody. They saw needs. They ignored it. And then people that let money sit in the bank and don't have a plan for it, why not take it to God and say, Lord, here's something we can use. How can I help? I don't know how to help people. I got the resources. What do I do? They don't do that. If I had billions of dollars, that's what I would do. I mean, if I can prove it, most of my income goes out in helping other folks. So God bless me. If time happens and I become a billionaire, I'm gonna put that money. I'm gonna find ways to get smart people to start businesses to help people get more money or take care of themselves in looking to Jesus. See, you can take the death out of anything and make it like it was supposed to be. But the narratives that have been sold to us were creepy in the first place. But the Holy Spirit will give us, there are so many options that we have every day. You don't even need, you need faith. My pastor said, you don't need money, you need faith. And he's right. Begin to be faithful with something and God will multiply it. And don't limit him. Now I got countermeasures, I'm going to close with this. I got countermeasures against limiting God. I watch what caused people to get off track. When churches are first starting out and they begin to be fruitful and they multiply, they're counting on the Lord, they're looking to the Lord, and they grow. And then when they become prosperous, they look at the finances and the activity and the business side of the ministry, and they try to please people and keep everything going the way it should go. Because now they got to pay for a bigger building or whatever. And that's pressure on any man. But when they stop looking at the Lord, then things start going haywire. So I heard one pastor say he didn't know who paid tithes because he will not look at them. He didn't want to treat people any different. He wanted to treat everybody like Jesus. He let the tithes be delegated to somebody else, and they dealt with it. Somebody he trusted. Somebody that God put in his life to trust. And he didn't know who gave what. He left himself out of the equation. David's men said, don't count the army. You know, Joab told David, you're better than 10, you know, you're better than 10,000 of us. Don't count the soldiers. And he counted the soldiers. On my website, I don't have a counter. I don't want to know how many people go on and go off. I do things that I take countermeasures to things that cause people to get in pride or get off track or get in sorrow. The Lord told me that he would cause people to go on that website. He told me to put many files on that. So that's my act of faith. And I believe him for everyone to use everyone to wherever he needed in the world. And he prepared me for that. He spoke to me that people would want to hear me. And I wasn't used to that. He told me that 3 years before he had me do the website. So what can we put in God's hands? That's what we need to be doing. Look like we're going to have another part two. Well, I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. If you keep your eye on the Lord, you'll be able to do all that's in his heart. That's my confession. I've been saying that, had that confession about 4 years now. I will do all that's in his heart. I don't have a plan better than his. But he'll reveal to me the plan that would take me forward. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. We're precious to him. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.